Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a little bit late edition of Comic-Con Star. Papastro, I know you had some technical problems last night. I had some tonight. How is everybody doing?
Doing good.
I'm still dancing to the theme song for Nothing But Trouble with Digital Underground and Dan Aykroyd. Awesome.
Okay, that must be the one and only.
All around the world, same song. Oh, okay, sorry.
I would like to see you dancing. No, maybe not. And Dave Atwell, are you here?
Yes, sir, I am. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well, we're doing great. We're always glad to be here on Comic-Con Stars. It's a lot of fun. It is absolutely the highlight of my week, and good to have.
I'm not getting busy in the Burger King bathroom. I promise.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's okay. We're all good to go.
Those are just song lyrics. I'm sorry.
All right. Now I'm going to start with some good announcements. First of all, coming up this Saturday night, GXW Wrestling featuring Papastro Maestro in Richmond, actually in Powhatan, Virginia. Papastro, tell us about your match coming up on Saturday night.
Well, it's my first GXWS title defense, and it's against the former champion, the Way of the World, Corey Bush. And trust me, when I say Way of the World, I mean every syllable of those words. Trust me, he is a huge individual, so it's going to be a battle.
So he's a tough guy to lift up and body slam, I take it.
If that.
If that, okay. All right, well, I'll trust you on that one. And then we want to announce that right after GXW Wrestling, which begins at 5 p.m., a little bit early, which is great, we're going to have a burger bash for Papastro Maestro. I will be posting the location for that a little bit later tonight. We've got a Facebook event on Comic-Con Stars on Facebook. I want everybody to be sure to go say that you're going to be with us. I hope you will. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to buy Papastro a burger, win, lose, or draw, but I'm going to hope it's a win. So that's a biggie. And then this is Papastro week is what it is. The big announcement that he was alluding to on Facebook. This coming Tuesday is the premiere in stores of, what's it called, Papastro?
Checkpoint,
starring whom?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm in it. Starring Bill Goldberg, my buddy Bill Goldberg from WCW, now WWE star once again. Matter of fact, he's going to be in Fastlane this Sunday going after the Universal title held by Kevin Owens. Main event. Goldberg's in it. William Forsythe, Fred Williamson, Kenny Johnson from Sons of Anarchy and The Shield, Mindy Robinson, Michelle Lee, the late Ricky Harris, the all-star cast. And it's going to be out on Blu-ray and DVD March 7th.
That's
everywhere.
Great. Well, then what that means is today's the 2nd, so 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, on Tuesday, we are having the World East Coast Eastern North Carolina premiere of Checkpoint. Papastro will be there. I will be there. We're doing, and we hope that Dave Atwell can join us. We're going to be at Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville, North Carolina. We'll be there around 5 o'clock. Movie starts at 5:30. Nate Dogg and his crew have said that we can come hang out and have a great time. Papastro, you'll be there to do some autographs, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For everybody wants to come check it out. And, you know, this film is great. It's a thank you to all our brave men and women in the armed services. And for everything they do for us, thank you so much from all of us to all of you. This Checkpoint's for you all. God bless.
That's great. And I really can't wait to see it. I know it's a good movie. It's gotten good reviews. So we're all going to have a great time. Now, I'm going to have, right after the show, I'm going to put up a Facebook event, and I want everyone to sign up that's within earshot of Jacksonville or within a couple of hours of Jacksonville, and I hope everybody can join us at Hardwire Tattoo right there on Highway 17 in the middle of Jacksonville, the hottest place to get a tattoo in Jacksonville. We're going to have a great time. We'll be there at 5 o'clock, and the movie will be starting at 5:30 in that forward lounge. So we're going to have a great time, and I'm looking forward to it. I think Papa Stro is. And by the way, Eric, with Eastern Exotics, will be there. Maybe he'll bring Snake. I don't know. Maybe he'll bring Myrtle for you, Papa Stro.
Oh, I hope so. I miss Myrtle. Myrtle's a sweetheart.
All right. I'm going to ask Eric to bring Myrtle if he thinks it would be reasonable. It'd be a lot of fun. So anyway, we got a Papa Stro week. This is the Comic-Con Stars is the headquarters of the Papa Stro Maestro Fan Club now. And we'll be getting our Facebook webpage up very soon, and we're getting some graphics done, and we'll have everybody join us in a lot more events. We're going to have just a blast. It's a lot of fun hanging out with Papa Stro, learning a lot about wrestling from him. He's been all over the world. It's just great. So anyway, now that's what we've got going on in the next 5 days or so. Tonight we have a very special guest. Brian, you're there. You're still with us, right?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Good, good. You are the host of the WSC Lounge on Facebook. Now, tell us, we're all going to be quiet for a couple of minutes, and I want you to tell everybody about your show and about how it started and a little bit of the history. You are on the spotlight at Comic-Con Stars.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. It's actually the WSE Lounge. A lot of people get that mixed
up. I can't read my writing.
Some people say WSB, you know, different ones. But the way it began, I was just calling into shows, you know, when they had different guests on, whether it be soap stars or wrestlers. And I'd just call in and talk to them, you know, and ask questions. And then I got thinking one day, I said, well, you know, if these people can do this, I said, somebody like me, just an average person, I said, you know, I can do something like this. So then I invented a show called Soap Mania. Before there was the WSC Lounge, there was Soap Mania. It premiered in September of 2014. My first guest on the show was Dementia De Rose, who's well known throughout the wrestling industry on the independent scene. And when she came on the first time, she started talking about these knives and stuff and talking about taking a knife to the ring and going out there and beating up her opponents. And I told her, I said, you remind me of female Abdullah the Butcher. And she said, yeah, I'm pretty scary out there. Well, anyway, it escalated from there, and I had on Mr. Olympia, Jerry Stubbs, and Teo Pinglis, who plays Andre DeMero on Days of Our Lives. That was in the early days of Soap Mania. I also had Rocky King, who helps feed the homeless here in Atlanta, teams up with Jeff Foxworthy and Papa John's Pizza. So that's really good that they do that. And then after that, I decided to change the name over to the Wrestling Lounge. And I went over to the Wrestling Lounge, and it was changed over to that, and we were still at the time airing on Blog Talk. The show started out, I had a co-host, my ex, Mandy was a co-host, and then my friend Harold Martin, referee Redon Martin, he came on as a co-host on Soap Mania, and then it went over to the Wrestling Lounge with him still on, and we were on Blog Talk at the time. And I had on several different people. I had on Luke Gallows, which is a big fan of the Stro. I know Bullet Club. I had on Chase Owens, Bullet Club. Jeff Jarrett, you know, former member of the Bullet Club. Had on a lot of different array of people. I had on Christina Amato, singer. She's the daughter of Tommy Amato. I've had on White Lightning, Tim Horner. There was so many different ones that came through. And then what happened was my friend Harold, he decided to, you know, take a break from the show and leave. And so then then I brought aboard another friend of mine, Jason Boyd. He's a ring announcer for Peach State down in Georgia. And he came on, and, you know, we did it and everything, and had on Eric Bischoff and Kristen Alderson from One Life to Live in General Hospital, and had on a bunch of different array of guests. And so, you know, as time went on Blog Talk Radio, the format and everything really wasn't sitting well with me. And what I mean by that, it was always a family show, but the format wasn't sitting well with me, because it's like when I had on when we had on Eric Bischoff, or we had on Kristen Alderson, we had a 44-minute time limit, and by then, if you didn't get off the air, well, Blog Talk was going to cut you off. You know, that was going to be it. And I had to tell these guests, I had to say, well, look, I can only come on from this format. You know, I can only come on from this time to this time, and that's it. And then after that, you'll be cut off if we don't end the show by then. So we had to kind of rush through the shows, and I didn't really, you know, like that too much. And so then I decided to take the WSC. Well, when it was a Wrestling Lounge, my former co-host Jason Boyd came up with the name Wrestling Lounge, because I wanted something that appealed to the demographic of everyone, you know, because I had soap fans, singing fans, wrestling fans, celebrity fans. I had all kinds of fans. So the W stands for wrestling, the S stands for soaps, the E stands for entertainment. So that's why it's WSC Lounge. And I decided to take it over to Facebook, the WSC Lounge Facebook page, and do it on Facebook Live and interview the guests over the phone. Well, I noticed since that happened that there's a more demographic of fans interacting with the show now. And even though they're not able to call in and talk to the guests, they're able to still interact with the guests and ask as many questions as they want to. And I don't have a time limit or a time frame that I have to be on the air or off the air. And another thing that about that is, I remember one time, this was a one-time deal. I got a package thing where I tried out a free package of Blog Talk, and I was doing a two-hour show. Now, you guys know the legacies of the exotic Adrian Street and the legacies of Al Snow. Okay, well, I had on exotic Adrian Street for 1 hour, and then I had on Al Snow the next hour. Well, you would have thought the thing would have skyrocketed. Well, for a two-hour show, I could have had up to 50 people, you know, call in or be on the thing. I had one call for each hour. And after that was over, I was like, really? I was like, this is and I'm not trying to say that out of the Miz's context, but, I mean, this was really ridiculous that, you know, I only had that few of a fan base for 2 hours with Exotic Adrian Street, a legend, and Al Snow, a legend. And so
somewhere Mick Foley is laughing.
Only Foley's laughing, and Al Snow, I tell you, he talked a lot about Foley and being in Foley's book and stuff, and you know, and I'll tell you one thing though, Al Snow, when he was on the show though, he absolutely hated that Big Boss Man match where the dogs urinated all over the place, and he said it was just crazy. He said there was no trainers or nothing out there to take care of those dogs whenever they had that steel cage match, him and the Boss Man. He said that was just nuts, and he said that was probably one of the worstest moments in his wrestling career whenever he had that matchup, because there was no training or nothing from those dogs, you know, for those dogs. And so he really talked about that, you know, how he went through that. And, I mean, he enjoyed working with Boss Man, but he just didn't like the part of the, you know, there was no training on the dogs or anything. But, yeah, I mean, the WSC Lounge seems to be doing really good now on the WSC Lounge Facebook page, and, you know, interviewing people on there, you know, a lot more correspondent from the fans now interacting, and I think everybody's having a good time and having a blast. So that pretty much sums up that question for you, Dr. John. Sorry it's so long and length, but pretty much sums up that question.
That's fine. That's what I wanted to know. Now, it's really interesting. It looks like Al Snow, at the very beginning of his career, Papa Stroh, he was trained by Ole and Gene Anderson at one of their early tryouts. Those were some of your mentors that trained you, weren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's amazing how the business is all intertwined like that. It really is.
It really is. You know, it's just right there for everyone to see that that he went. His first wrestling camp was Ole and Gene Anderson, and those guys are great. They're still great. They're cornerstones of wrestling, and we're so glad that they were part of our lives. Well, so I tell you what have you, Brian? What have you been doing? You've got some. Are you planning on expanding? Who've you got coming on real soon with WSE Lounge?
Before I get into that, Dr. John, I want to mention something. You was talking about next Tuesday we got Checkpoint coming out with the Stroh and Goldberg.
Yes.
And also next Tuesday on the same day, and this is awesome. I mean, this is what you get when you have the WSE Lounge alumni, WSE Lounge, former guest. Also next Tuesday, Jack London, who's a former guest on the show. He's a singer and an actor. He's going to be in an upcoming movie on Netflix with Jeremy Miller, who played Ben Seaver on Growing Pains. But coming out next Tuesday is Highway to Havasu. His movie will be available in stores as well on DVD and Blu-ray next Tuesday. And that'll be everywhere DVDs are sold. Or if you can't wait till next Tuesday, you can get it right now on iTunes. So, I mean, but yeah, that's great. But speaking of guests, next Monday, I'm going to be having Gil Quest on. He's wrestled for Wrestle America, among other wrestling promotions. He's going to be coming on at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then next Friday, March the 10th, at 11 a.m., I'm going to be welcoming back country music singer Ashley Carson. She'll be coming on the show next Friday, March the 10th. And I've also got I can't really get into details, but I do have a television star/movie star coming on the WSC Lounge in April. But I can't get into details about who that is, but everybody will find that out soon enough. And I'm also in talks with some other people to bring some other people on now. I've got other shows that are booked for March and for April, and there's a lot of different exciting guests coming up. I don't want to give, you know, too much away, but you just have to tune into the WSC Lounge. You can follow me at the WSE Lounge on Twitter. And you can like the WSE Lounge Facebook page on Facebook. And also, there's also a group now called the WSE Lounge News group. And the reason I established that group is because I wanted to hear, you know, pro wrestlers like the Stroh or promoters like Bruce Thorpe or, you know, whoever out there, our soap fans, our singers, or whatever, where they can put their advertisements on the WSC Lounge news page, and that way they can share it to the, you know, the audience, and everybody can see it and stuff. And I think it's just a great way to help and support the industry of wrestling and you know, the soap opera industry, television industry, music industry. I think it's a great way to distribute their advertisements and help support any of that. So anybody's, you know, free to share on the WSE Lounge news page anything you'd like, any upcoming events, appearances, autograph signings, singings, news you hear about, whatever. You know, you're free to share, add members, you know, whatever you'd like.
Well, that sounds great. And one thing that I did want to ask you, we have not talked about this yet, so this is brand new. On Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, when Papa Stroh and I get to Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville, I was thinking about putting together a podcast, about a 30-minute podcast, to talk about Checkpoint. Papa Stroh, would you be my guest star for that one?
I'd be honored to. Sounds great.
All right. All right, great. Well, Brian, I tell you what, maybe we can coordinate with you a little bit, and you can help us promote that. In fact, I'd love to have you on there with us, you know, if you can make it
okay.
5 o'clock on Tuesday. And, Dave Atwell, you've been silent here. Would love to have you join. If you can't be there in person, I'd love to have you join us, and we'll do a special 30-minute podcast on Checkpoint. We'll, of course, promote that on Comic-Con Stars and throughout our Facebook networks. But I think that'd be a great thing to do because Papa Stroh, that movie really does mean a lot to you. How long ago, if you don't mind sharing that, how long ago did you film, was Checkpoint filmed?
Well, we shot on location last year, and it was like a couple of battleships out in the field. I had a military on set teaching us drills, and drones, rocket launchers, gun, machine guns, M16, it helicopters, you name it. I mean, it's if you like action, there's plenty of it, and it's dedicated more or less to the men and women in the armed forces that also deal with PTSD. And as a matter of fact, there's a great interview online right now. If you go to YouTube and type in Kenny Johnson, who's one of the main stars of the film, Checkpoint. He gives a great in-depth interview on the film and, you know, how much the film means to our men and women in the armed forces. So it's dedicated to them, and it's a great film to where, we have to figure out who the good guys and bad guys are, if you will, and deal with that and stop an inevitable civil war, if you will, between the military and the government. So it's a very, very good film to check out and with a great message.
Well, that sounds good. I tell you what we'll do is right after the show, I will put a link on Comic-Con Stars to that Kenny Johnson interview on Checkpoint. I'll find it and make sure with you that I've got the right one. And we'll put that up for everybody to enjoy. That'd be a great thing. Now, Papa Stroh, I know that Brian, you're down there in Atlanta, correct? Or are you in one
yes,
of the
sir.
Suburbs?
Yes, I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Great. All right. Now, Papa Stroh, I know you have. We always play this game, but how many times do you think you have wrestled in Atlanta?
Oh, God. Well, quite a bit, especially with my WCW run. So, I mean, yeah, that too many to count.
Okay, I'm going to pull one on you. Jonesboro, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yep, I knew you had. Well, in about 3 weeks, I'm going to be down there. That is the home of the world-famous Tams, the great beach music and R&B, R&B group. In fact, they won the award Beach Music Artists of the Decade this past year. And so that's the group that was originally led by Joe Pope and then by Charles Pope and now by Little Red Cottle. And so I will be down there in about 3 weeks. Brian, I'll get up with you, and maybe we can do something when I head down there to Jonesboro, because that's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Every time I can visit with the Tams. And Diane Pope's daughter is, of course, Tamika Cottle, and she was one of the lead singers of Escape, and she's married to our buddy T.I. Harris. So it's a lot of fun going down there to that household, I'll tell you that. Down in Jonesboro, so I'll let you know when I'm going down there, and maybe we can put together a little show like we'll try to do this Tuesday with the World East Coast Premiere of Checkpoint. I think that's going to be great up there in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and I certainly hope everybody can join us there. Now, Dave, you've been very quiet tonight because I guess we've been talking a lot to Brian and talking to Papa Stroh. So what have you been up to? I know you're a hard-working author. What have you been up to the last week or so since we spoke with you?
Well, outside of just, doing the work, the job that keeps the lights on, that's been having me running out of town quite a bit of late. What was it, Goldsboro, Greenville, Wake, Raleigh, Lumberton. I've been all over the state here in the last 2-3 weeks just with my day job, so to speak. But, yeah, wrapping up all of the relaunch stuff with the Hunger series and getting ready to go back into the Amazon thing. And then we'll go ahead and release that fourth book and actually getting ready to start with a gentleman named Mitch Malloy, who did the covers for the first three books, is going to do the covers for the fourth book. And I tell you what, you want to talk about a guy that just sweats talent. That young man has got some skills. So it's always fun designing the covers with him. And it's amazing how I can just float what I'm thinking to him. And it's almost like the guy is walking around inside my head. It's pretty darn amazing what he does with his work. But looking forward to getting all that back on track. And then, of course, looking forward to Tuesday night where I could go hang out, watch a flick with
so you'll
y'all.
Be with us?
Can't wait. Yeah, barring any type of unforeseen events, yes, I will be there.
All right, that's great. Well, I tell you what, make sure let's talk about getting your artist on Comic-Con Stars as soon as you get some kind of idea about what your cover's going to look like. Let's get him on, and we'll talk about his thought process as he puts together those great covers for your books, okay?
Hey, that'd be fantastic. I'm sure Mitch would appreciate it. He's actually working on, for those of you all into the deep geek culture, the Magic the Gathering cards. I've never been able to get into that stuff. It's more math than I can handle. But he's actually done some art for those also. So that young man, for being 25 years old, has got a very, very bright future. I'm so glad I'm associated with him. And can't thank him enough for all of his help.
Well, that's great news. So you and I can talk, and we'll get him on here sooner than later. I think that'll be a good thing.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of great artists. In fact, next week, that wonderful artist Greg Bo Watson is going to be back. He was a couple of weeks ago. He'll be with his son, Crusher, Brett Watson, who's a wrestler over in Spartanburg. He's making quite a name for himself. And we're going to talk about Catch-as-Catch-Can wrestling and mixed martial arts, because Papa Stro, that's one of your areas of expertise, I believe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely a forte of mine, and definitely looking forward to jumping in the conversation next week.
Exactly. Well, tell you what, we've got us a phone call. Is that Dustin calling in?
Yes. Hey, how are you, Dr. John?
Good. Glad to have you on. What's up tonight?
I'm just chilling. I was just thinking about the book that you were telling me about, and I was just going to give a shout-out to, hey, how you doing, Papa Shroff?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, that's great. I've got Dustin on some future reading for a future Comic-Con Stars episode. Dustin, let's keep that one under wraps, because that will be explosive when we announce it. I'm going to try to get everyone to be familiar with that. But, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that book. You got a copy of it on the internet, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I do.
So, Brian,
it will
talk to us a little. Yeah, Brian, talk to us a little bit more about some of the other things that you've got going on. You're talking to a lot of stars. You're talking to a lot of great wrestlers. How did you ultimately get involved with some of these folks, other than just calling them up? Are you going around talking to them, seeing them in action? How are you really interacting with them and getting them on your shows? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a process that, you know, I know a lot of people probably look and they probably say, well, that's pretty easy, you know, but it's actually not. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of strenuous hours, a lot of effort. Sometimes you go directly through the stars, them personally to talk to them, to get them on show. Other times it's seeing them at events and speaking at events. So you can also check out the WSE Lounge on YouTube, and you can see some of the live videos that I've interviewed Tommy Dreamer and Anthony Henry and Amber Young and Claudette King, the daughter of B.B. King. And you can eventually I'm going to try and get all the interviews that I've ever done on the WSC Lounge over to the YouTube channel. But other times with stars, though, there's agents you got to go through, and you talk with the agents, and you know, some of the agents, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know, all the agents are very nice and down to earth. But the thing is, when you're talking with the agents, you've got to be the responsible party on your end. You've got to be patient. You can't say, hurry up, get back to me, hurry up. You know, you can't rush, and you can't be ignorant, and you can't be, you know, stepping forward and stuff. You got to give them time to respond back, because they're busy people and they do the best they can to take care of the stars that they represent. And so you gotta give it time and progress. And I have had up to, I guess, weeks and even months before I've heard back from, you know, certain agents. And I mean, you gotta give it time, and you gotta let it flow with the progress and the process. And you just gotta, you can't rush into things. You can't just try and say hurry up. You gotta have patience. You know, that's the key word. You know, and another thing I wanted to mention, this past Friday, and I meant to bring this up a while ago, this past Friday, I had a once-in-a-lifetime interview that I didn't ever think was going to happen. I had the godfather and the legend of soap operas, Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny Corinthos on General Hospital. I remember one time I had the stroll on my show. And we were actually talking about the show guest starring on there and possibly being in the mob with Sonny Corinthos. And little did I know that months or, you know, almost a year later, I'd be interviewing him. But, you know, I worked on that probably for about, I guess, close to 6 months. And, you know, after I spoke with his agent and everything, that they told me, they said, you know, thank you for not giving up. Thank you for keeping on trying, because, you know, you did it. And, you know, I told them, you know, I appreciated it. And, you know, hard work pays off. So if you got a dream out there and you're looking to succeed on something, don't give up on it. I mean, because you can do it, no matter who you are, where you're at, where you come from, you know, you can do it. And you can do this. You put your mind to it. You don't give up. You inspire, you put a positive message out there, you can do it. And another thing I wanted to mention, a lot of you may know, if y'all seen the movie Role Models, trying to remember, the guy that played in the movie Walking Tall with Dwayne Johnson, he played, also played on American Pie. What's his name?
The guy played Stifler.
Shawn Michael Scott was in Role Models. Well, okay, Jessica Morris, the actress Jessica Morris, who played on One Life to Live as Jen Rappaport, she was also in the movie Role Models. She played a teacher, and she's also in the movie Sorority Slaughterhouse, and she's also in several other movies for Lifetime and everything. Well, I actually run her official Facebook fan page on Facebook, and you can go and like it. It's Jessica Morris, the official Facebook fan page, and I interact with her very often. She knows what goes on with the page, and she's actually a former guest on the WSC Lounge that I've interviewed. And I asked her after she got off, you know, the show, I said, have you ever had a fan page? She said no, and she said she would love it. So, you know, so I'm actually honored and privileged to run her fan page on Facebook for the fans, and there's 173 people that like it now, and you can go and like it. And, you know, I keep everybody up to date with her movies and what's going on. And actually, coming up March the 11th, it'll actually be next Saturday on Lifetime. She's going to be in a movie with Vivica A. Fox, Jason Shane Scott, William McNamara, and Evan Friedman. It's called The Wrong Student, and it'll be airing on Lifetime. So keep your eyes peeled for that. So,
well, that sounds great. Yeah, and you know, you mentioned something just a little bit earlier. Not to belabor a point, but I'm going to do it. If you really want to do it, you can. We are so fortunate here at Comic-Con Stars. I have got the reigning U.S. heavyweight champion who's on Fight TV. He is a huge star, Papa Stro. I have got an internationally famous author, Dave Atwill. And I'm going to tell you what, Papa Stro and Dave Atwill did not get with it where they are without keeping on and working hard. Dave, it's hard work being an author, but you do it anyway, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess the biggest thing I can tell anybody when it comes down to doing the stuff is expect the worst, you know, and I'd like to put a more positive spin on that. But I could tell you, with the collapse of my original publishing house, you want to talk about something that just totally just puts you on the canvas. It's, you know, you get on Amazon every day and, you know, here you are number 1, 2, and 5 in your categories, you know, for sales and everything. You've got people in different continents getting a hold of you saying, hey, read your stuff, loved it, you know, just doing all these things. And then all of a sudden you're getting no royalties. And it's not just about the money, but of course you still got to keep the lights on. And, you know, you're going to have the ups and downs, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't regret 1 minute of any of the writing that I've done, because not only has it been enjoyable for me and I've been able to, you know, share all this stuff that's going on inside of my head, but it's also gotten me out there and has gained me a just huge quality, a mass of friends. And, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't go hanging out at shows with Stro. I wouldn't be here doing this with you guys. So, you know, whenever you have the itch to do something, as they say, get her done, because talking about it means nothing. And, you know, going to Stro's point, when we went to high school together, he always talked about being in wrestling. And look at him now, you know, so... if you're sitting on the couch, it's not going to work. You got to get up. You got to get in the ring. You got to get it done. And that's no matter what you're doing, be it writing books, producing shows, losing weight, whatever it is you want to do. It all starts at you. You got to get it, get up, and get going, and accept the bad news just as much as you do the good news.
That is exactly right.
I've always said you won't be a good sailor if you're always on column C's. You know what I mean?
That's a great one. Now, Papa Stro, all I know about you is every day I get a picture of you at the gym at about 6 a.m. 6 a.m. comes early every day, but that's how you do it, and that's how you're the U.S. heavyweight champion, right?
Absolutely. You know, my brother Dave said it all. I mean, you just got to get out there and make it happen. You know, I mean, that's how the dreamers make things reality in life. You know, you got to go out there and do it and create your own magic and create your own dreams and make them reality.
That's right. And I have to thank you, Papa Stro, for encouraging me to put this show together. And this is the most fun that I have every week. And thanks to you. And, you know, it's a real labor of love. I enjoy it. And since we started, you know, we started moving into some cool things like conspiracy theories. And I'm going to tell you what happened, because I want to move into that area just a little bit. Yesterday, I was talking with my banker, and we were talking about war and money. I don't know how that happened. He loves my show. He listens. I know you're out there. I can't say your name, but thanks for listening, and I really appreciate it. But we were talking about war and money. And he brought up an interesting point. He said, you know, major wars seem to always occur at the right time for a country when they're in financial trouble. And I thought, you know, you might have something there. And then he said, well, you know what Erwin Rommel said. Now, Erwin Rommel was the Tiger General of the Third Reich. He was in charge of the Northern African operation. And when the Allies went down there, Erwin Rommel so outclassed them because he had been there, he was established, he was entrenched. But Rommel told his people the most interesting thing. He said, don't destroy this enemy. Just keep the war going. That's our job. Now, Rommel got in trouble for a lot of things, and he got in trouble for that statement right there. He said, just keep the war going. That's our job. Saying that maybe the Third Reich viewed the war as an economic engine. Now, I've talked to several of you, and we've discussed this. You know, there was the Japanese that came over and bombed Pearl Harbor. Well, 3 days before that, President Roosevelt was given a message that they were intending to do something, and nothing was done. President George Bush, 43, so many rumors that they had intel about what might be getting ready to happen, and not a lot went on. I want you folks to help me, because you're my panel, Brian, Papa Stroh, and Dave, and Dustin, everybody, you're all my panel tonight. Let's talk about this. What do you think? Is war really driven by economy? Because I'll tell you what, we had the Great Depression starting in 1929. Our country was still in a very depressed state when all of a sudden the war broke out. The first declaration of war was against Japan. That's what Roosevelt and his cabinet decided they were going to declare war on Japan before they declared war on Germany and Italy. So what do you think? I'm going to pick on our author first and then Stroh second. Dave Atwell, what do you think about war? It is a conspiracy theory topic, because is war really driven by money? What do you think?
I think that's an American-born theory or conspiracy theory, if you want to throw that out there. Reason being is for it to be good for your economy, you got to win, okay? And if you're on the short end of the stick at any conflict, you know, be it major or minor, it's not going to do you any good. You could pick all the fights you want, but if you're the one going to the hospital at the end of it, you're not getting anywhere. So I think if that's coming out of an American mouth, then yeah, I get it, because, you know, we've been laying the smack down for the last, you know, 230, 240 years. And even when we get these press, you know, the press will call, you know, certain conflicts we've had losses. I'd be honest with you, I don't see where we've lost anything in the United States. And we, in the event, you know, and, you know, that's something that you really have to, that people don't ever really put into perspective. In the event that we ever did lose a conflict, look at just the everyday things we do here in the United States, like getting gas, running to the store and getting dinner, you know, buying a Hot Pocket and nuking it in the microwave at work. These little things that we do, we would not be able to do if we were actually on the losing end of any type of conflict, or if we were occupied by another country, be it, you know, and of course we haven't seen anything, you know, as far out as, you know, ISIS is doing their stuff, Al-Qaeda and everything. Nothing as heavy as, you know, the Nazi regime was. And, you know, really, you got to think about these people who have been through occupations where every day they get up and they walk to work and they got to walk by soldiers every day. So, you know, it does. I don't know if it's, you know, war is good for business, but on the flip side, I just don't see where creating conflict for the sake of the economy, I don't see where that's really a good idea. It just doesn't seem to be, because when you lose, and that's the thing about losing a war, and when you lose a war, you don't bounce back that fast, unless, of course, you've got the United States funding you all the way, but I won't get into that political end of it.
Okay. Well, that is a very, very interesting point. I'm going to go to Papa Stroh, and then I'm going to hit Brian up. Papa Stroh, what do you think about war and money?
Oh, absolutely. It's about money and power. Anything
with a war. I mean, you can have all kinds of excuses in the world, from being religious wars to this and that, but bottom line, it all comes down to money and power. And this has been going on since the beginning of time, and certain situations to where that's why certain countries, certain alliances haven't totally annihilated each other, because they know that they need each other, certain things they need from each other to exist and to profit from. And we see it right now in politics right now as we speak, to where there have been plenty of occasions where we could have done away with a lot of bad things that are hurting the country, but certain sides are taking bits and pieces from each other. So it's like a big chess game, basically, we're dealing with. And it's not just politics here in the States. We're talking all over the globe as we speak, whether it be stock market, whether it be whether it be trade, whether it be this and that. I mean, it all boils down to money and power.
It certainly does, and I agree with that.
So, yeah.
It's just
a big chess game. I'm sorry. It's just a big chess game.
No, that's okay.
And the fact that, us as a country, the United States, we've been saying strong, we've won some wars we didn't come out as good, but we still stayed strong, and we stayed strong to this day. And there's, you have countries like China and Russia, and there's this debate about, Russia's this and that and China's this and that. But they're doing the same thing we are. They're taking the good and the bad from different parts of the world, and they're all part of the chess game too. So it's just that's just the way it is. That's just life.
Okay. Very good. Brian, what do you think about money and war?
Well, I wanna go back to many, many, many centuries ago, to the Stone Age days, back before there was mankind, there was dinosaurs. And back when there was dinosaurs, eventually that breed killed off, and it was no longer here. And even though back then dinosaurs didn't talk or nothing like that, that breed killed off. And it's the same thing with mankind. You got people that they want to build nuclear stuff, whether it be in Iran or Russia or wherever, they want to build nuclear stuff, and they want to try and launch missiles and stuff to try and possibly form a nuclear war. Well, the thing about it is, if a nuclear war does happen, then we're all in trouble, because it would basically wipe out, everybody. And that's something that they really don't want, So kind of like the Stroh was saying, they know they have to have each other to stick around and to stay around, and each country has to depend on one another's allies. Now, if you've noticed now, over the past few years or several years, that some countries have targeted Israel. And, it says in the Bible that, God said don't target his land, Israel, because that's God's land. That's God's people. And you need to leave Israel alone. And so I think that's one thing that that needs to be done, is Israel does need to be left alone. But back to your question, does money create war? I really believe it does. I believe it's all about politics, how much cash you got, and all that stuff. And I believe that it really generates people's egos to be able to say, okay, well, we're going to go to war, and we're going to see if we can try and raise the tax level, or we're going to see if we can try to raise the gas prices. So I think it all really revolves around that.
Okay. I like your answer there. I'll tell you what, right now, Dave Atwell has got a lead on something. Now, first of all, Dustin, do you have anything to say or add to this?
You're
still with us tonight.
Yes, I am. I would say basically going into any war, it's going to help out the government because you're going to need weapons and you're going to need supplies to help mm-hmm. you. And no matter what on the outcomes, if you're fighting for the United States or whatever, there's gonna be some casualties that aren't gonna make it that will come home, but you gotta worry about the families that are putting their loved ones at war. And it's just a shame just to say like a war is good. A war is basically good and bad. It could help out the economy, but it's not really gonna help out the loved ones. If you lose one over there, that's all.
Wow,
I know.
You hit a nail on the head there. I can tell you there's a famous scholar, and his name is Professor Joshua Goldstein. And here's what he said. I'm going to close this up pretty quickly. A war can stimulate a national economy. It can increase capacity utilization, and it can reduce unemployment. But it can cause a lot of harm to the people during the war, and especially if you don't win. So I don't know if this is a conspiracy theory or not, but I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting evening hearing what our panelists and our call-in people have had to say. It's been great. So I want to say you're closing in on 10 p.m. We're closing into the top of the hour. I want to first of all thank Brian Vaughn for being with us. I want to thank Dave Atwell. Now, Papa Stroh, I want to remind everybody we got two great events that we're going to be with you, first of all, Saturday night, Richmond, about 5 p.m. in Powhatan, Virginia. You're going to be defending your U.S. title belt against Corey Bush, GXW Wrestling. And then Tuesday night, the World East U.S. premiere of Checkpoint is going to be at Hardwire Tattoo. We're going to be there at 5 o'clock. Brian Vaughn, I'm going to talk to you and see if we can do some kind of a joint event to celebrate this on the Internet. Dave Atwell.
Sounds good.
We'll see you Tuesday night, right?
Yes, sir.
As we say, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Brian Vaughn, we'll talk to you, right?
Thank you. Yes. So it sounds good, and thank you so much for having me on as your guest tonight. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Papa Stroh, you are at the official home of the Papa Stroh Maestro Fan Club. Thank you, and we're going to celebrate you on Saturday night with burgers, and we'll put on the Facebook event where that's going to be, and look forward to having you at 5 p.m. Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville. What have you got to say to all your fans about Tuesday night?
Yeah, thank you guys for your support. I really appreciate it. Much love to you all, and thank you guys for everything. And looking forward to next week, this weekend and next week, rather. So it's going to be great. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. And next week we've got Greg Bo Watson, his son Brett the Crippler Watson, Pop Stroh Maestro, and Dave Atwell will be back. Thanks a lot from Comic-Con Stars. We'll see you next week, but we'll also see you Tuesday night. Join us for a special episode. Have a good one.